Good morning. It's 15th May. Our middle reading is Isaiah 5. Once again, I'm reading from Brother Ray Willetts. I read, "The word pictures of Bible parables capture the attention and imagination. Apparently simple words set thoughts in motion and when meditated upon open up the spiritual world. Those of us who have never seen a vineyard can nevertheless visualize the husbandman lovingly tending his vines, doing everything he can to ensure a harvest of good grapes, as we read in chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. The vineyard was Israel, and the choicest vine was Judah, and the fruit God looked for was judgment and righteousness. God had done everything possible to ensure that the nation would be fruitful. The vine had been brought from Egypt, where the people had been degraded and shamefully treated. The stones, the heathen, had been gathered out, and Israel had inherited a land of milk and honey. God had revealed himself to them and given them a law which was holy, just and good. And now, O men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it?" This call to meditate upon the ways of God with Israel is invaluable for all generations. The Old Testament especially reveals the way of God among men. He looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. Instead of sweet judgment, there was bitter oppression. The words of the prophets had fallen upon deaf ears. "Therefore, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. I will break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it." Israel herself had been judged and found wanting. In the days of Jesus, the natural branches were broken off, and God's vineyard was let out to a nation who would bring forth fruit. This nation is made up of individuals from every nation under heaven, individuals who respond to the call of God. From these also God looks for the good fruit of righteousness and judgment. Israel did not respond to the laws of God. History shows how wild were the grapes that Israel brought forth for the husbandman. Isaiah does not mince his words. "Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no room, and ye be made to dwell alone in the midst of the land." They had removed the ancient landmarks. There were poor amongst them who were despised and persecuted. The years of release and justice had been forgotten. Israel lived according to their lusts and regarded not the work of the Lord, neither considered the operation of his hands. God would therefore judge them and humble them in order that some would lift their eyes to heaven. Yes, how wild the grapes were. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Isaiah's words are the word of God, everlasting words, and men do not change fundamentally. They seek their own, having no eyes for the things of God, and shutting their ears to the voice of his word. These words were spoken to Israel, but written for our learning. The same thing happened in the days of Jesus. He had performed many miracles, healed all kinds of sickness, works which were so clearly good. Time and time again, our Lord challenged the people to accept these works as proof that God had sent him. It was by the power of God that he did these things, but they rejected him. Our world also stands judged. The undefiled Lamb of God is made to be a sinner in order to justify man's ungodliness. We must let the words we hear be mixed with faith, without which no man can please God. Thank you.